Greetings, Grandad here, and here to bring you a few things before we kickstart the show today. Firstly, a listener's message to say that the jokes and impressions in this show are simply for the purpose of entertainment and not meant to cause any offense. It would be great if you could take a moment to rate us on Apple Podcast and drop us a review if you are enjoying the show. Find us on our Facebook page, Better Show, and there you will find more spooky tales, both fiction and non-fiction. And lastly, don your tinfoil hats, crack your heads back as far as they will go, and look to the stars, because tonight is going to be a better show.
Imagine that it is nighttime. You are all alone on an overlook that spans hundreds of miles. There, you can not only see the land, but also gain a full appreciation of the universe above you. The stars, they shine bright tonight, almost too bright. You are alone, and yet, you can never be alone ever again. The stars, they seem to be fading, and your vision with them. And with that, you remember exactly where you are.
So I wanted to throw out a couple of messages before we get properly into the show. So the first message is that I kind of got a fact a bit wrong a few weeks ago about a Dennis Nielsen series on Netflix. It's actually an ITV series and it's not starting until later this year. So my bad on that. It will teach me to check information the next time I throw it out there. Also, I wanted to throw out a couple of get well messages for Badger and also Mr. Black. And I know both are feeling a bit under the weather at the moment. So we hope you guys get better soon. And Grandma got her cock sucked. So I think that's good messages to be throwing out there. And on today's show, I am joined by Queenie.
Hello.
Welcome and thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show. So, we've got two topics we're going to cover today, and the first one is it's based off of a post that I came across on one of the mysterious Facebook pages that I'm following, and it is depicting the years to come under the tyranny of Disney. So we've got a couple of years to cover up until the present day, so big landmark points for Disney in terms of their position within the media. So we're going to start off with 1995, the year I was born, Disney buys ABC. And then in 2006, Disney buys Pixar. 2009 enters a 30-film deal with DreamWorks. And also in 2000...
That's the same year they got Marvel as well.
Yeah, I was going to say in 2009, Disney buys Marvel as well. In 2012, Disney buys Lucasfilms, which we all probably remember. In 2015, Disney buys the National Geographic. In 2017, Disney buys 20th Century Fox. 2018, Disney buys Hulu. 2019, Disney releases Disney Plus. And this is where we're now going to jump into future years. So, in 2022, Disney buys Universal Studios. In 2025, Disney buys DreamWorks. In 2026, Disney buys Sony, PlayStation rebranded as Disney Infinity, PlayStation Network rebranded as Disney Universe. 2028, Disney attempts to buy Warner Brothers, but Warner Brothers says no. Also in 2028, Disney tries to buy Warner Brothers through the Shell Corporations, and Warner Brothers finds out and gets hostile. So in 2030, Disney buys Apple. Apple Watches are rebranded as Mickey Watches. In 2031, the Church of Baby Yoda is the fastest growing religion in the world. Also in 2031, Disney acquires a private military and starts corporate espionage on a large scale. In 2032, Disney storms the headquarters of Warner Brothers. Few die because of the electronic surveillance provided by Apple products most employees of Warner Brothers use. In 2033, Disney buys DC Comics. Mickey Mouse is now more powerful than Superman. In 2034, Disney owns a majority of the copyright material, buys off US, EU and other major powers to honour unlimited copyrights for the corporate ownership. And in 2035, Disney buys Microsoft. Disney Universe is now expanded further. Master Chief is now a Disney princess. So in 2038, in the midst of negotiations for takeover, Google launches escape craft, departs our solar system, destinations unknown. In 2040, counter Disney's efforts take place. The war on the black market starts, so the war on the black market starts, but in 2041, Disney claims that the black market efforts are headed up by small studios and starts to thwart corporate takeovers. In 2044, terrorist attacks on Disney starts.
This is going a lot further in advance than I expected it to go.
Oh, don't worry, dude, I think it ends in 2100.
All right, go for it.
So, in 2045, nuclear explosions destroys Orlando, Florida. Black market.
I'm imagining nuclear war, you know, what do you call it, the explosion radius and everything. They just fired three, so it sets up, like, Mickey's ears.
So, black market terrorists are blamed. In 2046, Hollywood turns into a war zone. All releases for the next 10 years are CGI due to the die-offs of certain actors. Disney...
There's no actors left.
Yeah, Disney farms start to raise new generation of actors. I don't know if that kind of depiction would be like a kind of District 9 setup where they're just allowed to like live in shanty towns and they're occasionally extracted to be in certain roles.
Well, like a Walt Disney insurgency just come racing in, grab the people they need and go, right, we're going to put you in a film.
Yeah, pretty much. They'll turn up in like really colourful vans and just grab people straight off the streets.
You're mine now!
And in 2050, Disney buys the United States of America. And in 2051, the Disney Estates of America is born. In 2052, Disney nukes Hollywood.
What do you go with that?
Yeah, I was about to say Hollyoaks, and then I realised that.
I mean, it'll make it better.
In 2055, Disney States of America annexes Canada. South Park, an underground resistance to the DSN, releases an episode on the black market, deriding the move. It's number one most viewed South Park episode of all time. 2056, creators of South Park are declared terrorists. Manhunt starts.
Terrorists.
Yeah, I mean, they've done pretty well. It was only up until then.
Imagine their propaganda materials, you know.
Yeah. In 2050...
Oh, look out for this man! I'm a Canadian, very volatile!
Oh my god, they nuked Kenny! You bastards! That would
be beautiful.
In 2057, Mexico resists annexation due to the cartel banding together. In 2058 to 2060, war in Mexico results in eventual annexation. South America becomes hotbed for resistance. In 2061, EU integrates into the DSA, Disney States of the World is born. In 2062, the UK joins the DSW, BBC has acquired Doctor Who, is now a Disney princess. I wonder if they wrote this, they must have written this after the female Doctor started, so I suppose that's what they're basing that on.
Must be.
Side note, John Barrowman's back in Doctor Who.
Literally just watched the episode.
Yeah, wasn't it? Wasn't that weird.
Brilliant!
I was sad, though, that he never actually got to meet up with the Doctor, because that would have been fun, but...
Yeah, but he's not out out. He's not out just yet, you know. Don't cheat his forehead. That doesn't make any sense, but you know.
What a very massive side note, but I was looking, there's a guy that does episode reviews on mainly on Doctor Who, and he saw the information about John Barrowman coming back way before the episode came out, but there was also predictions of other characters, and one of them, if you remember the David Tennant episode, was bringing back Chloe Webber, you know, the kind of jittery girl that could draw things and then make those things disappear.
Yes.
I just thought that was a rather bizarre one to bring back because that storyline was definitely wrapped up.
Oh, nice.
So in 2000...
I just Googled it.
Yeah. So in 2065, DSW colonizes the moon.
Wow.
2067, the moon has its own government under the DSW. The Disney states of the universe is born. In 2069, Mars colonization efforts start. Political prisoners are used as initial efforts. In 2074, the first Mars Civil War starts. It is put down quickly due to orbital strikes.
Orbital strikes from where?
I don't know.
They're just firing missiles for the moon, going, this will get them. In a couple of years, it'll arrive.
In 2080, Mars colonization finalized. Disneyland Mars is opened. I love that that's their priority, that they managed to establish a colony, but also in the same year, their Disney park is set up as well.
I mean, you've got to make some money, you know. People are going to be there. You've got to live, they've got to breathe, you know.
And then that can only happen in Disneyland.
Yeah, there is nothing else. There is just Disney now. At this point, let's face it, it's just Disney.
In 2083, first mission to Titan is sent out. In 2086, proposal for interstellar mission submitted. In 2088, second Mars Civil War starts. In 2090, the creators of South Park are discovered to be behind the rebellion on Mars. Pluto Team 6 is sent out and they are dispatched.
I mean, I feel like by now that the creators of South Park would be long dead.
I love that they started this underground movement. And that apparently they are the only force that can, at the moment, even hold a candle up to Disney.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the other loads and loads and loads of corporations around the world that could ever hold a candle to them. No. Due to Disney's outreach and pure just, like, you know, just absorption of everything, acquisition of absolutely everything that's living and breathing, nothing can stand a chance except for South Park.
So, I suppose it's also a property that they may not want to buy with its, I guess, political standing.
Who owns South Park?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So, in 2091, Final Resistance is squashed. Construction on Death Star starts. In 2092, total annexation of the remaining world governments is successful, except for Switzerland.
Swiss.
Why Switzerland? Is that where South Park is? Is that where their studio is?
Sure, they've gone from Canada to... I'm sure they were Canadian. I just had it in my head they were Canadian.
Okay. In 2094, first faster-than-light travel occurs. Exploration of close star systems start. In 2097, budding civilizations are found. Monoliths are used to re-educate the population. Those planets are annexed into the DSU. And finally, in 2100, Disney's announced new X-Men movie. Marvel fans are excited.
Oh my god, what a way to end it. It's like, we've taken over the whole thing. We're just going to pump out an X-Men movie. And we're sitting there crying, going, what have they done to Wolverine? And the corpse of Hugh Jackman just floating around going, I'm Wolverine.
We can't breathe the atmosphere, but finally they got Gambit right.
I mean, on the bright side, if his body's in space, it's not exactly going to decompose, is it?
No, I suppose not. But
there we go, just floating around.
Would his flesh start to decompose, but then it would naturally heal?
I guess so. I was talking about literally Hugh Jackman's body. By then, he would definitely be dead.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's where most of my facts on Disney wrap up. I don't know what you were able to find.
Honestly, I mostly found, like, you know, what they recently acquired over the last couple of years. What they were physically going to produce over the next Oh, actually, that's a bit late. Actually, I've just realised I looked up the wrong image. I ended at 2017. and some people have basically put on some theories about what Disney are going to acquire next. In the next, like, you know, 10 years, for example.
Yeah.
So, for example, acquiring Tim Burton's productions potentially in 2025.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's some other bits. Like, these people also think that they're going to acquire Nintendo and Sega.
Oh, okay.
In the next couple of years as well.
That's weird.
I can't imagine Disney acquiring Nintendo. Evidently, it matches in with their brands really, really well.
Yeah.
But that's not something I can imagine happening, really.
So I heard a bit about...
Nintendo's a massive powerhouse.
I heard a bit about Nintendo, specifically on the Smash Smash front. And apparently there was an artist that worked on the trailer for the newest Smash and also some of the other stuff for Smash. And apparently, like, he was discredited on all of his work because they found... child porn on his computer or something to that effect.
Oh, who was that?
I don't know on the name. I'll have to source it out, because I remember we were doing presentations at college of our favourite animators or artists or companies. Okay. And for whatever reason, my friend brought this up and it's like, wow, yeah, we really, really like Smash. And then he just says, he's very good at going from 1 to 1 million almost instantaneously. But he's like, yeah, Smash, Smash, Smash. He likes kid porn. And we're just, oh, for God's sake.
Like, we were enjoying that.
Yeah, but...
Well, not the kid porn, just the Smash game, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, so were there any other kind of prophecies on what they might claim?
Yeah, they were saying that, you know, that Disney might try and acquire other groups. Like, you know, the whole like Power Rangers is owned by the Saban Capital Group.
Yeah.
So... by looks of it, they prophesize. They say prophesize like it's been written in the bones and stuff. But yeah, they think that they might include the Power Rangers and Digimon and all that kind of stuff, because it is in some sort of like mixture with Hasbro, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Because it makes sense. Again, the Power Rangers, Digimon stuff, it all kind of it syncs in line with quite a few values of Disney, and I feel like they'd be able to kind of pump the money into it, actually make it better somehow.
Okay. Because I know there was a time, say, back towards 2012, that there was a fear going around that Apple would do some kind of massive takeover. There was a girl that I was dating at the time, and her mum wouldn't actually allow any Apple products in the house because she feared it that much.
Wow.
I think the only thing that she had to worry about were poor updates and rubbish battery life.
Yeah, I can't say much. My iPod dies every 5 seconds.
Right, so did you want to take us into our next subject for the day?
So, with a lot of Disney things, they have a lot of Disney products. And, of course, the biggest products they have are, of course, the movies. And in turn with that, they have a lot of big things that they just wasted money on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ones that they just lost a lot of money, like John Carter, for example, Mars Needs Moms. But, so, maybe they'll kind of, like... you know, invest more in movies, perhaps. Admittedly, most of the movies that flopped were about, like, kind of over the last 10 years. It's between 2002 to 2014, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's they're what we call big waste of money, and yeah, we call them sinkholes.
Hey. Which will take us into our final topic for this episode. And I can't really remember what even got us onto this conversation, but you and I know someone who really, really is freaked out by sinkholes, so we thought we'd cover them in a bit of depth, which is also, pun intended, I guess.
To be fair, I thought that was a really smooth segue.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was smooth, like peanut butter on a chalkboard.
Oh, very nice. So let's cover a bit about sinkholes. So sinkholes usually occur when water mixes with rock and soil, which is causing the rock and soil to soak, move, and then wash away completely. And I've got a couple of accounts on sinkholes, but first of all, I think I'm going to put on a quick news interview, which has, I hope you'll be able to hear it on your end, but it has a fantastic man. I really hope that they found this man on the street and it wasn't just all planned. This is Mike, who works at the Arby's, and if you've come across him...
That's interesting. he works for this particularly fantastic group of people that deal with the kind of like geographical things. Nah, just Mike.
He works for the Arby's. And the funny thing is, like, he's got a YouTube channel, but it's YouTube channel videos of places where he's cropped up and been interviewed by other people. So he was interviewed about this sinkhole somewhere in the States, and then he was interviewed because apparently there was an elderly lady who had driven her car through the shop or through the restaurant window of the Arby's, and he'd also been interviewed at E3.
He's just chomping at the bit. Like, every time he sees a camera, like, I'm gonna get interviewed there.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
So I'm gonna put it on this interview now. I hope you enjoy.
Feet wide and several feet deep, the images are startling, and the fear for passing drivers very real.
We were just driving down Shane, and the next thing you know, we just missed this giant sinkhole. It's amazing that we didn't fall in.
Pastor Barry Randolph and his niece narrowly missing the huge hole as they drove down Shane near Medbury. At the time, the sinkhole wasn't marked, alerting them and other drivers to the danger.
I thought perhaps a gateway to the other side had finally crinkled and cracked, opening up a putrid passageway in the middle of Shane Street to Beelzebub's bungalow many, many miles down. As I stared into the darkened void, imagining the hordes of devils soon to spring forth, I couldn't help but ponder. How deep does that hole go?
Neighbors say crews were out here last Friday to patch the roadway. Then this happened sometime today.
You can also see all that water gushing out of there, and I don't know how deep it is, but somebody could have been seriously hurt.
Within an hour of alerting Detroit Water and Sewage Department to the caving roadway, crews arrived to begin repairs.
For on this hallowed day, sweet, sweet Mama Earth opened up her gaping and gaseous orifice to finally allow the darkened one to claw his way out of the shadow zone and into our luminescent heavyside lair, like Kruger into the Thompson's tub, and my consciousness is Nancy's open thighs. I can only hope my vexed savior ascends, and that my servitude to the one true maestro of mayhem can finally be proclaimed. Choke me, Devil Daddy, choke me!
Pastor Barry, a man of God, believes it's a miracle he and others didn't get hurt.
God is good. I can't believe that either. And I mean, we just missed it. That was truly scary.
Through the holographic plane of existence that flickers and fades, like an Alf rerun watched at 3 o'clock in the morning, whilst your sleeping stepdad slumbers and snores, I now see this world as evanescent, as I lock eyes with the Legion of the Underworld, who will stand shoulder to shoulder with me, and see me as more than Mark who works at Arby's, see me as the true soldier of Samhain that I really am, and together we will chant into the brightened fray, stepdads be damned, and naysayers be gone, for I am the Prince of Purgatoria, I am the infernal firstborn son of Lucifer, I am Gordon Shumway the Rogue, last son of Melmac, and the luckies of this world didn't even stand a chance.
Where are we going? Oh my god.
Isn't it pretty cool?
And we are so thankful that no one was hurt in all of this. We're told the sinkhole was the result of an 18-inch water main break. Given the scope of the repairs needed, this job could take a couple days before it is complete. For now, we're live on the city's east side. Back to you. All right, nice work, Ronnie.
So, yeah. what a guy. I mean, if you could tell the difference, you got Pastor Brown, who was, like, I guess... a real concerned citizen, and then you have Mark turn up from the Arby's and just start spouting. I think he is a self-declared Satanist. He does have bits and bobs on his channel.
He is. I've heard him being interviewed before, and it's genuinely like, the inflection in his voice is just astounding.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Father, I am going to be happy. It's like, okay.
His EA...
dodgy 70s TV show character.
His EA interview is hilarious, especially because talking about being like accepted by people just generally, and right at the end of the interview you can see him go up behind the girl and just like give her hair a good old sniff and just like terrifyingly into the camera. But such a fantastic guy, and I generally hope that these are legitimate videos that people have found, or he's found, of him being interviewed around various places. But man, what a guy.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I've got a few notes on various sinkhole incidents. There's one, and if you get an opportunity to, not just for yourself, but also for people listening at home, do find videos as simple as top 15 sinkholes caught on camera and things like that, because this is where I found most of my information. But one of them was five people who fell into a sinkhole outside a noodle shop, and the hole was caused by their combined weight. Victims all survived that particular incident. I don't believe the hole was all that deep in that incident. In this incident, though, two boys outside a McDonald's parking lot fell into a sinkhole after discovering that the ground that they were roughhousing on was actually soft and bouncy. Three staples, three staples needed to be used to close up the gash on one of the kids' heads after an ill escape attempt. So I think they were just about out of the hole. The hole really wasn't all that big. It was no bigger than like a manhole cover. But the as they were climbing up, more of the ground gave way, and he pretty much fell the whole length of the hole again. And that incident is speculated to be around an abandoned well that the company had originally just filled up with mulch. And also, at least with that original news recording, McDonald's also had claimed no responsibility for the incident. So, good old Mookie D's. But in
it's off the property, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was on their parking ground, and it was the company that then sealed up the hole previously.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Jeez.
So this one was of a security guard under the name of Yang, who fell 15 feet in a 60 by 50 foot pit, where he was recovered but unfortunately did not make it. So he was semi-conscious when he was found by the emergency services, but whilst they were bringing him out, that's when he unfortunately passed. That was also suspected to have been caused by heavy rain and pipes that could not cope with the rainfall, and the soil was washed away. So most
of the underground piping needs to be up to date.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of these are put down to broken or old pipes that seem to be the cause of most of these incidents. So another one, a 50-foot sinkhole that forms in at 5 o'clock in the morning in Japan, caused gas leaks to fill the air. And although the hole stopped at the side of tall buildings, they too were considered to be a threat in falling into the hole. But the damages only took two days to fix, which is quite incredible.
I remember hearing about something like that. They repaired it so blinking quick, it was unreal.
Yeah, the road wasn't able to be opened until the next term, but the damages at least were fixed. We don't know how well, though. Another one was a sinkhole that occurred from an old mine and can be seen from space. And although my research wasn't completely concrete on this, it's believed to be in Russia where that took place. So, So another one, a 330-foot deep sinkhole, which was caused by a badly maintained sewage system. But it was just one
stink.
Yeah, so it did literally become a putrid pit of shit. Yeah, so it was caused by just one bad pipe, and it swallowed 12 buildings, and at least 3 people fell in, and they fell 30 stories and were lost in the flowing filth.
What way to go?
Yeah, I know. And there's another one, a 60-foot wide sinkhole that swallowed an entire clothing factory, and I believe that was in the same location. But what a thing just to lose. Everyone goes to work, and it's kind of that dream moment when you're having a bad day at work sometimes, and you turn up, it's like, wow, I wish my work would just fall into the ground, and that literally was what happened.
Oh, yeah. Imagine you're going on your lunch, you left the building 5 minutes, come back, and then your whole work's gone, and you stand and go, well, what now?
Is it kind of like that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory moment in the new remastered film where I guess little kid Willy comes home to find that his dad's basically carved the house out of the side of the other two houses, but instead of that it's just a sinkhole. And the last one that I've got that is kind of a dual story, because there was another story that goes with it, but it's in Florida, and unfortunately this is probably one of the most tragic ones, but also the one of the most scary ones. So a man holds himself personally responsible, as during the evening his brother can be heard screaming from his room. He runs into the sound to find that his brother had been completely consumed by a sinkhole, and the entire room too with him. The sinkhole had already refilled itself with soil partially, but that does not stop his brother from jumping in with a shovel and attempting to dig his brother out, swearing that he can still hear his brother in amongst the soil. Police struggle to get him off the scene, as the house could collapse at any moment. The brother is looked for with heat signature devices, but unfortunately was lost forever.
Was that in Florida by any chance?
Yes, it was in Florida, absolutely.
That is literally the one I've got in front of me as well.
Okay, so yeah, so that was I guess like a twofold incident, because it's along something called Sinkhole Alley. Apparently, like, there have been sinkholes there before, but I don't know what they used to cover it up. Obviously, nothing all that good.
More dirt.
Yeah, because it had happened again. And I also came across a half an hour bit of footage of a kind of composition of this one street. And it was crazy to watch how quickly this one house and then the rest of them were consumed by this one sinkhole. It originally just looked like a building and the garage had been tilted ever so slightly into the ground. And then you just saw water come up from, I guess, artificial grass or whatever they had laid down there. And it just started bubbling away and taking parts of the garage in. And then eventually the whole house just gave way.
Well, yeah, it caused like a vacuum and it just pulled itself down effectively.
Yeah, and its own weight.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, I think out in the States and places like that, it's definitely more frequent than here. Here in the UK,
how loose the soil is and what kind of liquids are around.
Apparently, I was talking to someone quite recently, and they mentioned that apparently we have similar events due to old Roman excavations that had taken place during the Roman Empire, but also chalk mining and things like that can cause collapse. But they're less sinkholes and more the structural weathering of certain areas.
Yeah.
Jeez. But yeah.
I've got one in front of me here. So it was a Texas tar pit, as they were calling it.
Yeah.
It literally just looks like the entire ground. It looks like a proper action hero movie thing, where the enemy's kind of smashed a massive hole into the floor. That's what it just looks like. It looks like everything's just gone straight into the floor. My God.
And
where's that? That was Texas.
Oh wow.
Oh, my God.
And was that a built-up area in Texas?
It looks like the middle of a park.
Okay.
Or something like that, but it's like it appears that there's a body of water to the side of it. And the floor must have just got really fucking loose, and there must have been a cavity underneath, and as everything's just sunk, it's pulled the trees and everything under.
Because that was something that they mentioned. Yeah. That was something that they mentioned with the Florida incident, that the houses that had been taken down, they cornered off the area 100 to 200 feet radius with police tape, but they'd also cleared off a complete pathway from the incident to the nearby lake, because they thought that perhaps if the water had drained from the lake, or just the fact that there was a large body of water there, the whole area could collapse in all at once. From that water there to the large body of water in the public lake.
Jeez.
So yes, that is scary stuff. But at least we've covered something that's a bit more light-hearted than last episode, with our 140,000 fatalities in that particular incident. So at least we've been slightly more light-hearted this episode.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, that guy that did there die, in the house 1 second ago, but. Oh my God! Yeah, I do realize sinkholes are actually quite common in the UK as well.
Yeah,
it's not so far from home. There's Yorkshire, it's more northern, if I'm being honest. But it's just where there's more water than stuff, really.
Yeah, I mean, the north is constantly being hit by rain and snow.
Yeah, that's what they're predicting for this week, I believe. So that's where they report.
Is that just in the north? I thought we were also meant to be getting some this evening.
Oh really? Oh,
yeah.
Sick. All right.
You say that, but at least you can walk to work.
Yeah. I need to get an umbrella.
Well, Queenie, I've got to say, it's been an absolute blast to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. And if you guys want to find us, you can find us on our Facebook page, Usual Place, Better Show. You can also find us on our Instagram page, which is Better Show with a little dash to make the spaces between the two words. And whether it's day or night, evening, please enjoy your life and your death. And whatever you're up to, and we will see you guys next week.